Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about cataracts. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/cataracts or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Cataracts describe when the lens of the eye becomes progressively opaque, which reduces the light entering the eye and reduces the visual acuity. Essentially, the lens of the eye becomes cloudy, which reduces the light and the information that's entering the eye and reduces how clear the vision is. The role of the lens is to focus light onto the retina. The retina is what senses information coming into the eye and sends a signal to the brain. The lens is held in place by suspensory ligaments that are attached to the ciliary body. The ciliary body contracts and relaxes to change the shape of the lens. When the ciliary body contracts, it releases tension on the suspensory ligaments and the lens thickens. When the ciliary body relaxes, the suspensory ligaments tension and the lens narrows. The lens has no blood supply and it's nourished by the aqueous humor. Most cataracts take years to develop and they're associated with older age. Congenital cataracts occur before birth. The red reflex is tested during the neonatal examination to screen for congenital cataracts in babies that are born with cataracts. Let's go through the risk factors. The risk factors for cataracts are increasing age, smoking, alcohol, diabetes, the use of steroids, and hypocalcemia, or a low calcium level. Let's talk about the presentation. The symptoms of cataracts are usually asymmetrical, as both eyes are affected separately. It presents with slow reduction in visual acuity, progressive blurring of the vision, colours can become more faded, brown or yellow, and starbursts can appear around lights, particularly at night time. A loss of the red reflex is a key examination finding. The lens can appear grey or white when using an ophthalmoscope, even from a distance. And this can be seen on photographs when using a flash, where normally you would see red pupils, the pupil may appear grey or white. Next, let's talk about management. No intervention may be necessary if the symptoms are manageable. Cataract surgery involves drilling and breaking the lens, removing the pieces and implanting an artificial lens. It can be performed as a day case under a local anaesthetic and generally gives good results. Cataracts can prevent the detection of other pathology in the eye, such as macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy, which can become apparent after surgery. Therefore, the patient may still have reduced visual acuity after the cataract is treated. Finally, let's talk about endophthalmitis. Endophthalmitis describes inflammation of the inner contents of the eye, usually caused by infections, and this is a rare but serious complication of cataract surgery that can lead to vision loss. Endophthalmitis is treated with intravitreal antibiotics, which are injected directly into the eye. So thanks for listening to this episode on cataracts. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I do recommend heading over to members.zerotofinals.com, where you can find flashcards and questions to test yourself on this information and help you remember it for longer. And I hope you join us for the next episode, where we'll talk about pupil disorders.